This is KUNM. I'm Hannah Colton. New evidence has shattered the widely believed narrative of how 10-year-old Victoria Martins was killed in Albuquerque. Right after her death in 2016, detectives interviewed her mother, Michelle, and based on that, they pinned the homicide on her and two other adults. But 2 years later, the district attorney says that story is false, and DNA evidence points to another killer who's still out there. Elise Kaplan of the Albuquerque Journal has been covering this story from the start. She spoke with KUNM's Marisa DeMarco about how Michelle Martin's story changed while she was being interrogated.
As you reported this story, did you gain any insight into why detectives ended up just going with what she had said in that interview?
We haven't heard much yet from APD. I have talked to a former sergeant who was actually in the room during that interview. And the way she described it to me was that Michelle just had none of the normal characteristics that they see in grieving family members, and especially not a grieving mother. She never really asked, where is my baby? Like, what's going on? She didn't show any anger. And I've read the transcripts, and you don't see anything like that. But she also wasn't really emoting in the way that homicide detectives are used to seeing people act when they have a horrible tragedy happen.
Just because she was emotionless, that it seemed like correct to assume she had been involved.
Yeah, and that she wasn't upset. All of these homicide detectives had just seen the worst thing that they've ever seen, and it was deeply affecting them. And they're trying to figure it out. Why isn't this mother trying to figure it out? And why isn't she angry? And why isn't she upset?
Do you have a sense of why Michelle Martins would say that she was there when her daughter was killed when it looks like she wasn't?
The way it had been reported kind of in criminal complaints was that she said all this stuff had happened. After reading the interviews, I got much more of the sense that she would say, mm-hmm, when someone would say, did this happen? So she would kind of agree when they asked her a question. She would say, yes. And like frequently, the first several times, she'd say no. And then she'd finally say yes. And that was presented as her saying she was there and she watched this horrible rape and murder happen. So I think that's kind of a fine line, but it's important to distinguish that she wasn't necessarily saying she was there. She was agreeing with detectives who asked if she was there in a lot of cases. And then she did give some statements, but it's hard to know how much those were contaminated or just flat out fabricated.
So the new district attorney, Raul Torres, says some evidence collected wasn't tested at the crime lab. What else didn't happen?
The cell phones weren't searched right away, and that was another important part of it. Someone from the DA's office had collected all the cell phones, and those were all turned over into evidence, but there hadn't been extensive search warrants served on them yet. So a lot of the information that came out that kind of corroborates Michelle and Fabian's story about not being there at the time is from those cell phones, and that wasn't discovered till much later. With the DNA stuff, the crime lab apparently stopped testing DNA for a period of time. When I talked to Sergeant Liz Thompson, who's now the former homicide sergeant, she said they were kind of grateful to have the prosecutor step in and kind of more sway to be like, hey, we're getting this case ready for trial. Let's kick this up to the state lab instead. So I think some of that just needed to be pushed more than it was initially.
Were you surprised by the lack of urgency in getting all of this evidence processed? I mean, you've been doing this kind of reporting a long time.
I was, but I also came away with it feeling like an exhaustive amount of work was undertaken by Torres and the team that he set up with Greer Rose, another prosecutor, a paralegal, and actually two APD detectives. And to me, it sounded like they were on the phone constantly catching up everything. Like, they sent out DNA samples to a lab in Florida. They spent $100,000. There was a little bit of a delay, but then it was such a monumental effort to get it all tested that I don't know how much the delay really played into it. Like, it was a year and a half of testing.
So eventually this stuff got followed up on DNA testing, phone records, locations. Has anyone talked about whether the delay in getting that information together and just kind of rolling with that initial Michelle Martins interview let the killer or one of the killers off the hook?
I've asked that question. I haven't gotten any kind of definitive answer. I think it's an important question to be asking, but people just seem to say, like, it's impossible to say at this point whether or not that could have happened. And looking back, we just don't know yet.
All right. Well, thanks for the update, Elise Kaplan.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was crime reporter Elise Kaplan of the Albuquerque Journal speaking with KUNM's Marisa DeMarco. Murder charges have been dropped against Michelle Martins and her boyfriend, Fabian Gonzalez, though they're still charged with child abuse resulting in death. Jessica Kelly still faces all original charges of sexual assault and homicide. Find a link to Kaplan's reporting online at KUNM.org.